Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Rare Wellness Podcast, the podcast designed to help you heal holistically and give you the tools that you need to thrive. Guys, this is the last episode for season one, so grab your matcha, grab your favorite tea, grab your favorite health drink, sit down, and wherever you're listening to this, I am so, so excited because today we're going to be doing an overview over looking back through the season, all 43 episodes jam-packed with wellness education. I've learned so much. So we're going to recap what we learned and we're going to talk about the future of the show as well as my favorite wellness hacks. So welcome back, guys. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe and DM us your future podcast requests so that we can answer your questions and keep this valuable for our listeners. Thank you again. Welcome. I feel like we're supposed to have an intro here. Like we need like an intro song or like an intro something. So that's definitely coming in season two. For all my listeners on Spotify, which about 600 of you guys last month were on streaming platforms. So be sure to go check out the video version of this podcast on YouTube. It's always fun to feel like I'm grabbing matcha or coffee with you and just sitting face to face and chatting about our health and wellness goals and dreams together. So be sure to go on there because we have a fun setup and I love interacting with you. And we have about 100 subscribers right now and a lot more listeners on our – we have a lot more of you guys who listen to us on the audio version of this podcast. So be sure to go check us out there. It helps us out tremendously and I really appreciate it. Okay, guys, I cannot believe that season one is officially over. It has been quite a journey. We started out this entire season last October, and we started it diving deep into regenerative medicine, which if you guys don't know, we have one of the most incredible sponsors on this show, Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine. Guys, they have treated me and my shoulder. So if you guys don't know, I have been injury prone from the time that I was a child. Like literally, I remember being 6 years old and I was always in competitive sports. Like I played everything from I did rhythmic gymnastics, but I also did literally every other sport that you can think of. And I remember being 6 years old, climbing on top of a slide, and I literally broke my foot at six because instead of going in the slide like a normal child, I was climbing outside of it. Needless to say, for most of my life, I feel like I have had more send than skill. So I always just assumed that I could do it even if I couldn't, which has gotten me some places in life, but in a lot of ways it's gotten me into trouble, especially when it comes to physical injuries, because it turns out that while you're young and you can't always heal and there's always ways to take care of our bodies and our bodies have incredible healing capabilities, we're not superhuman and injuries do have their effects. So to go through, I broke my foot when I was younger. Then I had lung issues when I was like 2 years old. I had surgery to clear the water from my lungs at that time. Broke my collarbone again in like fifth grade. Then I had multiple concussions, which guys, we need to talk about brain health sometimes because I've been reading so many books by Dr. Amen, which if you have not heard of him, you definitely need to go look him up on social media, read his books. Incredible psychiatrist who is debunking so much myths about mental health that many of us don't know about, when it turns out that a lot of times so much of mental health is actually you have the hardwire and you have the software. I'm so going on a tangent here, but stay with me. You have your hardwire and then you have your you have your hardware and your software. And your hardware is your actual brain and the health of it. And apparently getting concussions at like a young age or like hitting a soccer ball with your head or eating junk food or not taking care of your brain properly can have effects, which we need to go on a journey and talk about mental health some other time. Maybe next season we're going to get into that. But I just didn't understand how detrimental these severe concussions that I had as a kid in sports like five or six times can have on your mental health down the road. And you're trying to fix it with a software problem when maybe it's a hardware problem that needs fixing and supplementing and all of that stuff. So anyway, I've been learning so much as I've been going on my journey, but separate conversation. We're going to leave that for another time. So back to my injuries I had and how this relates to regenerative medicine. So these are all the stuff that I was dealing with. I had concussions. And then in high school, I tore my ACL. I was in a wakeboarding accident. Again, one of those situations, I did not grow up wakeboarding. I was with a bunch of kids who had grown up on boats. And I was like, well, I've gotten up and ridden a couple times. And I was like, if they can jump and clear the wake, so can I. So I knew how to launch myself. I just had no idea how to land. So I ended up launching myself. And the first couple times are fine. But one of the times the board slipped when I was trying to clear the wake. And I ended up doing a front flip on accident. And my leg hyperextended to the point where everything from the back snap. And I have literally a photo. I'm not going to put it in here so I don't scar you guys. But like my leg looked like a galaxy. Like it was so swollen for months. I was on crutches for literally 4 months out of that year. It was my senior year of high school. Ended up getting surgery to get that fixed. So I've had knee issues for a long time because of that accident. I have always just been injury prone. I literally walked into a door and like had this like huge, again, another head trauma injury. And that's just to name a few. Oh yeah. And then last year, so 2 years ago, this is where Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine changed my life because there's a certain point where it starts to take a toll on your body. And I'm a super active person. 2 years ago, I was learning how to snowboard because, again, I didn't grow up doing any of these sports. And I decided, you know what? It's okay that I'm 20-something. Like, I'm not too old to learn. I have this dream. I want to learn how to surf. I want to learn how to snowboard. We're going to make it happen. So I bought my pass, went up to the mountain. First day out there, I'm going down the slope. And I'm pretty used to getting beat up. I'm like, I'll be okay. As I'm learning, I hit the ground. My shoulder half dislocates, so it subluxes. It comes out and in, and major pain. I realize something's torn. I come down the mountain, and then I'm like, I need to go home. Go home, see a family friend. They're like, you're young. It'll probably heal. I never really went into the doctor, which was a big mistake, guys, as we're going to talk about later on in this podcast. Always, always, always treat your injuries because if not, it's going to come back to haunt you. So I never got it checked out. I thought it was just a partial labrum tear. Thought I was young. Thought I would heal. Didn't want to invest into getting it checked out, so I didn't. And for the next year and a half, I dealt with shoulder instability. Last year, I was learning how to skydive. And as soon as I jumped out of the plane, I realized, oh, there's actually not a ligament here. My shoulder was super unstable. There's actually a video about it on Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine page. I'm going to see if I can link it below here, or you can just look up NWC4M and my entire journey with regenerative medicine. But since then, I was dealing with chronic shoulder dislocation. So I had dislocated my shoulders about 4 times when I went to Dr. Lewis, and I had multiple surgeons tell me that I needed to, the only way out was surgery. I needed to get surgery, needed to get it fixed. And as I knew from previous surgeries on my ligaments, like from my knee, and I didn't mention this, but I also broke my wrist, had surgery from that. Truly, many times, surgery doesn't really fix the root of the problem, and you end up with as many complications afterwards as you did before. My knee, I'm pretty sure I re-tore my ligament. Truly, I'm still dealing with repercussions and issues from that injury. So while I think there is a time and place for surgery, it's not this like magic pill that fixes everything like so much of the medical industry tries to push. And there's a lot of risks that come along with it. So if there's any way to avoid it, I want to do that. Dr. Lewis came to me Dr. Lewis talked to me and was like, hey, I think we can help you avoid surgery. Let's try regenerative medicine procedures. It's not going to hurt. If anything, it's going to help. Let's try it. So he was incredible. I went in. The team took such great care of me. After 2 years of dealing with shoulder dislocations from any activity, it got to the point where I couldn't even play volleyball, couldn't do so much of the stuff that I want to do. And that took a big toll on my mental health. I go in and it was such a comfortable procedure. They have sedation optional. I decided to take some sedation for the stem cell portion because basically it's just a little bit uncomfortable. I have done it since without any sedation and I was completely fine as well. So it depends on what you're doing, but for what they did for me, they took out some stem cells from my pelvis. I think that's the pelvis from the back right here. This like part of your back. It only took a couple of seconds. They spin it for, they process your cells. They also do a blood draw and did PRP as well. So they processed all of that. And then injected it back into my shoulder using ultrasound to make sure that they were targeting my torn ligaments, and used my MRI and the ultrasound to just reinsert into these avascular areas the healing properties from my own body so that I could regenerate and get some stability back. If I'm being super honest with you, I was really skeptical when I first went in, not because I knew that it had worked for other people. I'd worked with Dr. Lewis before and I'd heard all the thousands of testimonials that they had from people who had done regenerative medicine. But I was skeptical if it was going to work for me or if my shoulder was too far gone. And I just got my second round of treatment and I am feeling so stable, so good. I can wake surf again. I can play pickleball. I can play volleyball and I can hang from it, which for so long I thought was never going to be a possibility for me again. So I'm still on my healing journey. The effects last for multiple months and it just keeps getting better. My hardest part is resting long enough to not re-injure it, which this time around I am being so careful about. But where I was going with this is, guys, there is so many wellness and health and medical alternatives that we are just not taught about because they're not advertised, because the healthcare system is literally a business and your insurance is not out for your best interest. They're out to make money. Hot take, but that's just the reality. And so much of this stuff, there's so much misinformation out there, so many people who could avoid surgery, who could get the help they need, who don't get the help they need, simply because this stuff is not talked about. So I was so honored when Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine wanted to start a podcast and wanted to talk about these surgery alternatives that the media and the hospitals will not tell you. Starting off the season, we dove deep into regenerative medicine. And if you have not listened to it already, like I am a personal testimony to how it has helped me, but you definitely need to go back all the way to episode one, where we covered regenerative medicine. Later on, we talked about the true cost of traditional healthcare, talking about some of these out of network treatments, and if it's worth paying cash in the long run for some of these stuff that's not covered by insurance, or if you should just opt into insurance and how to know it's right for you. So definitely take a scroll way back when. We've done specific regenerative medicine episodes on knee pain and more. And every time I talk to Dr. Lewis, I am just blown away at the science behind these treatments, and as well as to how it's worked for me and all of the other testimonies that they have. So today's episode is sponsored by Rare Planet Health Supplements. I am such a firm believer in making sure that our body gets the nutrition that it needs for optimal physical performance, brain performance, and overall mood and vitality in life. Rare Planet Health has several different supplements that I have been integrating into my routine and that I highly recommend, but the one that I really want to talk about today is Rise. Rise is a dietary supplement that is a multivitamin, a probiotic, and also is formulated to help boost mental clarity. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you just want to be the best that you can at whatever it is that you're doing in life, this supplement is a great addition to your wellness routine. The bottle is super cute, which makes it really easy to integrate into your routine every morning, and it's designed to help strengthen your attention span with vitamins to help up your mental game, which I think in a digital era, we can all use. By combining a multivitamin and a probiotic, you can combat mental and bodily fatigue with a single supplement. It also provides support for intermittent fasting, improving your energy and productivity while decreasing your food cravings, if that's something that you practice, and has a large dose of vitamin A and B12, which will help your organs, nerves, and red blood cells remain healthy, as well as your skin and hair. The capsules are super easy to swallow, and each bottle contains 60 capsules, which should last you 1 to 2 months. They also offer a premium fish oil, which if you've listened to any of our episode with functional nutritionists and functional medicine doctors, as well as women hormone optimization, fish oil and omega-3s are so important for vitality and a healthy diet. They also have Ageless, which is a stem cell, joint, and tendon support supplement, and a few more on there. You can get your supplements at rareplanethealth.com and use code RAREWellnessPodcast10 at checkout for a discount on your supplements. Again, that's rareplanethealth.com. Use code RAREWellnessPodcast for 10% off on your supplement purchase. This podcast is also sponsored by Rare Wellness Med Spa and Wellness Studio. Rare Wellness is a space where you can connect to yourself and get all the tools that you need to thrive and heal and be your best self. Whether you're looking for premium yoga, bar, or movement classes, functional medicine, aesthetic services, massage services, IV hydration therapy, and more, Rare Wellness is the place for you. To get 10% off any service at Rare, use code RAREWellnessPodcast. You can book at rarewellness.com or the MindBody app. Lastly, this podcast is sponsored by NWC4RM.com, Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine. If you're looking to reduce pain and avoid surgery, this might be the solution for you. Get back to the activities you love without surgery with regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine is a non-surgical orthopedic procedure for joint pain, arthritis, and injuries. If you want to learn more about regenerative medicine and if this might be the solution for you so that you can avoid those surgeries and continue to get back to the activities you love operating at full capacity, go to NWC4RM.com. Regardless of where you are in the country, you can book your appointment there and do an online consultation so that you can see if this is the right fit for you. Receive a free info packet by going to NWC4RM.com and just entering your email, and you will receive more information to learn more. All right, let's head back to the episode. As I accidentally already started doing, I want to do a recap of the different episodes that we did and so much that I learned throughout this first season. I'm really excited that this season gets to stay up for you guys as just a continual educational platform and resource that really will give you all the tools that you need for anything health and wellness. I feel like truly there are such few resources that really talk about all of the alternatives to traditional medicine. So coming back through here, we're just kind of going to go through each episode and I'm going to give a couple of my takeaways. So first episode was healing holistically with regenerative medicine, which we already talked about, has made such a huge impact on my life and is so interesting. And there's so much restriction around advertising for this stuff. So there's just not a lot of education out there. So if you're looking for that, definitely go and check it out because it's such a valuable resource. Episode two was with Dr. Ohanian on mindfulness and savoring the present moment. Guys, I feel like we live in a society that is just constantly on the run and going. And the statistics show that we are more unhappy and more disconnected as a whole than ever before in history. There are more people on anxiety, Lexapro, anti-depression medications, and our lifestyles, our food, our diets, our society just as a whole is supporting more and more mental health illness. And so getting the practical tools in your toolbox to know how to savor the present moment, how to connect with the people around you, how to be mindful in a society that is so disconnected was one of my favorite episodes. It was so good. So definitely go back and listen to that. The third episode that we did was Thriving During Hard Holidays. And guys, this one took off. I think we've had over 1,500 downloads just on this episode. I need to check for sure. Let me look really quickly. We have had over 1,300 downloads on this episode alone, which tells you it was a good one. I actually recorded this one in, I think I was in New York City at the time, or DC, I can't remember, but this was such a good episode. I learned so much from Dr. Fernandez. She is an internal family systems therapist, which if you don't know what that is, definitely go listen. You're going to learn so much through this episode, so many practical tools for dealing with hard family situations and dealing with hard relationships and making the most of the holidays, even when it's hard. As the holidays are coming up again, this is an episode to go back to and reference. I will be re-listening to it with a notepad and a cup of tea and preparing myself for the holiday season because truly I think that when it comes to family relationships and interpersonal relationships in general, it's not something that they teach us in school. Like, we don't sit down in a class and be like, hey, here's how to have good relationships. Hey, here's how to deal with difficult people. Like, we don't learn how to do that. And so having the tools in our toolbox to handle hard situations and handle difficult family situations is everything, which is why this episode was truly so popular. So definitely go listen to it. The next episode was also with Trisha again, and Dr. Fernandez, and it was called No More New Year's Resolutions, How to Create Lasting Vision and an Action Plan to Thrive. Guys, let me tell you, the exercises that Dr. Fernandez took me through, I have applied them this year in 2024, and I have achieved more of my goals than in any year prior. So this stuff works. She teaches you how to create a vision for your life, how to know what you're looking for, how to create that North Star, and then how to actionably follow it without putting all of this pressure on ourselves with these New Year's resolutions that we normally do for only 3 weeks in January, give up, and then it's this all or nothing mentality and we end up reverting back to our old habits. So definitely giving that one a listen again as we're coming up on a new year. So that was one of my favorite episodes. Then we did a couple episodes with Dr. Guthrie, who was a functional medicine doctor. He was part of the first group of doctors to be certified in functional medicine. So he has so much knowledge. He is now retired and he still sees a couple patients, I think, for functional medicine. But Dr. Guthrie is just a wealth of knowledge and has so much to talk about. So the first one was reducing inflammation for life prolongation and healing, which, guys, inflammation is the root cause of most illnesses, both in the brain and the body, and acne and beauty. In every single way, inflammation matters. So listen to that episode. He gave so many practical tips. What is good sleep? Better sleep, part one. We did a couple of these episodes on sleep and just understanding what are some of the things that are blocking your sleep, practical ways that you can help your sleep, including not spiking your stress right before going to bed, avoiding blue light and the different ways that you can do that with blue light glasses, blue light blockers, talking about supplements, talking about a lot of the stuff that people take for sleep that's actually making their sleep worse, and talking about alcohol and caffeine and all of this other stuff. So if you want a practical guide to better sleep, which literally impacts every area of your health, definitely go check out that episode. Another guest that we had early on in the season was Geralee Davis. Geralee is my nurse esthetician, and she is an incredible RN who has helped me heal my acne. Guys, when I tell you, I used to have the most horrendous acne. I'll have to do a whole episode just on that. But we did quite a few episodes about going through the beauty industry and how beauty standards have changed for so long, and how what I love about Geralee and Rare Wellness, who is the sponsor of this podcast, and their entire approach to beauty, guys, is that so much of med spas in the beauty industry is about changing who you are, and everyone is a copy and paste version of themselves. Like, truly, if you look at most of America right now, every girl has the same lips, the same hair, the same body. And it's like, where is the individual beauty in this? Where is celebrating our uniqueness in this? It makes no sense. What I love about Geralee's approach to wellness is that it's about enhancing what you already have and making you feel confident in your own skin. And it's not about changing yourself or becoming unrecognizable. It's about nourishing your skin for health and vitality. And guys, if we could stop demonizing like Botox, and we can stop I know that there's a lot of controversy around this, but you can be a wellness girl and still love med spas. And there's so many natural lasers that naturally enhance collagen and elastin production, which you just need for skin health. Forget beauty standards at the moment. We're not even trying to talk about those, but just for your skin health. Your skin is your largest organ and it matters. So Geralee and I dove into so much of this in quite a few podcasts, but there was just so much good stuff in there. So definitely go back and read that out, and go back and listen. Again, you can watch it on YouTube or on our streaming platforms. In February, we got to do a podcast episode with sex therapist Dr. Cuffell on sex, love, and healthy relationships. I feel like sex is one of those taboo topics that many of us grew up in environments where it wasn't talked about. There wasn't really any education on, or any education that you have was probably from places on the internet that maybe didn't have the most realistic views. So having a legitimate professional who can normalize these conversations and talked about so many things that couples go through and that individuals go through in getting to know themselves sexually and understanding and navigating healthy relationships. Again, these are tools that many of us aren't taught, and sex ed in school doesn't really cover how to have healthy relationships or how to navigate your own needs and cultivating relationships that allow for vulnerability and true intimacy and real connection in relationships. So this episode was so good. It was right around Valentine's Day. We did another one with Geralee talking about Rare Beauty, a guide to feeling confident and taking care of your own skin. I know confidence is something that we all want more of. So that episode was incredible. And I learned so much from her again. I love every conversation with Geralee is so funny, guys. Like, if you want to laugh, go watch those. We did another one on regenerative medicine versus surgery. And we talked about the true cost of traditional healthcare, Regenics versus surgery costs and results. We did a guide to Botox and injectables and talked about the controversy. Can a wellness girly love Botox? There is so much to be said in this episode, so definitely go listen to it. Then we had understanding women's hormones and optimizing your life by syncing your habits to your cycle. So I had the privilege of interviewing my friend Alina, who has an incredible wellness podcast just for the girlies, talking about cycle syncing. Her podcast, Stellar Cycles Podcast, you can claim a free grocery guide, what to eat during the parts of your cycle to optimize your hormones and help you with this journey. Guys, let me tell you, over the last year, I have gotten so into cycle syncing and I have learned so much from these different people that I've interviewed. And this episode in particular was one of my favorites. We got to film it actually in this beautiful penthouse. We got to film it in Alina's beautiful penthouse and overlooking the city of San Diego. And it was just so incredibly stunning. And her cute dog makes an appearance. And Alina and I just had such a good time. I truly learned so much about the history of women's health, learning about women's hormones. I learned so much that actually changed my life and changed my cycles and helped me to start working towards getting a less painful period and optimizing my hormones, because so many of us have lived in a design. So many of us have been living in a way that was designed for men's hormones and not understanding how much havoc that's like wreaking on our hormonal health. And then no wonder we're dealing with acne and burnout and stress and bloating and chronic fatigue. Like, this is not normal. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal, and we don't have to live like that. So definitely go check that podcast out. We did another one on regenerative medicine, understanding the latest research. Dr. Grattan went to in one of the latest conferences about regenerative medicine and spilled all the tea, telling us basically all of the latest features, all the latest findings that, again, you're not going to find on your average podcast. You're not going to hear about from your doctor that works at the hospital, but there are alternatives to surgeries that work, and you could potentially avoid some of these surgeries that are going to take so much time out of your life, months of recovery, and actually be able to heal while you're still living. This stuff is incredible. So definitely go listen to that podcast episode, because again, this is not something that the medical system is telling us about, even though there is so much research on it. I learned so much. The science behind it is incredible. In March, we got to have a chiropractor come on and talk to us about using movement as medicine, training like an athlete for your life. Many of us grew up as athletes, and that transition from being on a sports team, training vigorously, training 10 to 20 hours a week, and then coming out into the real world and being like, what do I do with myself? And Justin pointed out that all of us are training for life. Whether you're working a desk job or you're working construction, your life has physical responsibilities. Or your mom, your life has physical responsibilities of things you need to do, children you need to carry, boxes you need to move, of like lives you need to live. And guys, this was crazy. So the other day, the Northern Lights came to Northern Idaho, and I was so excited about it. And we went at midnight to hike this trail to get to the top of the mountain so that we could, it's not even a mountain, it's like a hill. It's probably like a 1 mile hike. And we went so that we could watch them dance. Guys, it was literally the most incredible experience of my life. I have been dying to see the Northern Lights since I was a kid. Like, I've had it on my Pinterest board, on my bucket list for years. So my boyfriend and I go to the bottom of the trailhead. We see this guy who is there, and he's like, hey, like, I didn't even know there was a trail here. Can I come with you guys? We were like, please come. Like, let's go look at this. Let's go look at the Northern Lights. This is a once in a lifetime experience. We start walking. And we don't get more than 5 feet up the trail. And this is why it's important to train just in general and be in shape for your own health and longevity, but for life as well. Because the average American cannot go on a 1 mile hike, guys. That is extremely sad. The amount that obesity, which is a fatal problem, like this is not about, I'm not talking about beauty standards. I'm not talking about other things, but just obesity and cardiovascular health are deadly. Like we don't understand that this stuff can kill you. Being overweight to that extent can kill you. And beyond the life-threatening aspect of it, let's talk about the experiences that we miss out on when you're not healthy. And like my goal in life is to be 60 years old throwing a football with my grandchildren, which is why it's so important for me to get the shoulder fixed and all this other stuff. But this incredible new friend that we made, who was such a nice guy, missed out on seeing the Northern Lights because he could not walk more than 5 steps up the hill. And unfortunately, our jobs, our sedentary lifestyle makes it difficult to be active, but movement is medicine. And if we don't take care of our health, we're going to miss out on real life opportunities for magical experiences and connections. We need to be able, as a society as a whole, to be able to walk up a hill. We need to be able to pick up a baby without struggling and being out of breath or walk up a flight of stairs. Guys, the fact that this is normalized is deadly, it is stupid, and it is killing us. This episode is for everyone to watch. Using movement as medicine and training like an athlete for your life with Dr. Justin, I learned so much. And just to be clear, guys, I'm not talking about objectifying bodies here or talking about beauty. All I am saying is that functionally for life, like we're not talking about looks here or that your value is defined in like how much fat you have in your body. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that to experience life fully, you got to be able to move. You have to be able to move your body. Otherwise, we're literally like the cartoon characters from WALL-E. If you guys have watched the Disney movie WALL-E, where they're all like blown up and fat and literally staring at a screen all day and they can't move, they can't walk. That is what we're getting to as a society. Movement is so important for how you feel, for how you experience life, for how you move. We need to wake up and stop normalizing unhealthy living. Hot takes. Today's episode is sponsored by Rare Planet Health Supplements. I am such a firm believer in making sure that our body gets the nutrition that it needs for optimal physical performance, brain performance, and overall mood and vitality in life. Rare Planet Health has several different supplements that I have been integrating into my routine and that I highly recommend. But the one that I really want to talk about today is Rise. Rise is a dietary supplement that is a multivitamin, a probiotic, and also is formulated to help boost mental clarity. Whether you're an entrepreneur or you just want to be the best that you can at whatever it is that you're doing in life, this supplement is a great addition to your wellness routine. The bottle is super cute, which makes it really easy to integrate into your routine every morning, and it's designed to help strengthen your attention span with vitamins to help up your mental game, which I think in a digital era, we can all use. By combining a multivitamin and a probiotic, you can combat mental and bodily fatigue with a single supplement. It also provides support for intermittent fasting, improving your energy and productivity while decreasing your food cravings, if that's something that you practice, and has a large dose of vitamin A and B12, which will help your organs, nerves, and red blood cells remain healthy, as well as your skin and hair. The capsules are super easy to swallow, and each bottle contains 60 capsules, which should last you 1 to 2 months. They also offer a premium fish oil, which if you've listened to any of our episode with functional nutritionists and functional medicine doctors, as well as women hormone optimization, fish oil and omega-3s are so important for vitality and a healthy diet. They also have Ageless, which is a stem cell, joint, and tendon support supplement, and a few more on there. You can get your supplements at rareplanethealth.com and use code RAREWellnessPodcast10 at checkout for a discount on your supplements. Again, that's rareplanethealth.com. Use code RAREWellnessPodcast for 10% off on your supplement purchase. This podcast is also sponsored by Rare Wellness Med Spa and Wellness Studio. Rare Wellness is a space where you can connect to yourself and get all the tools that you need to thrive and heal and be your best self. Whether you're looking for premium yoga, bar, or movement classes, functional medicine, aesthetic services, massage services, IV hydration therapy, and more, Rare Wellness is the place for you. To get 10% off any service at Rare, use code RareWellnessPodcast. You can book at rarewellness.com or the MindBody app. Lastly, this podcast is sponsored by NWC4RM.com, Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine. If you're looking to reduce pain and avoid surgery, this might be the solution for you. Get back to the activities you love without surgery with regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine is a non-surgical orthopedic procedure for joint pain, arthritis, and injuries. If you want to learn more about regenerative medicine and if this might be the solution for you so that you can avoid those surgeries and continue to get back to the activities you love operating at full capacity, go to NWC4RM.com. Regardless of where you are in the country, you can book your appointment there and do an online consultation so that you can see if this is the right fit for you. Receive a free info packet by going to NWC4RM.com and just entering your email and you will receive more information to learn more. All right, let's head back to the episode. Then we got into, it was really cool. We got to have a PhD student, or we got to have an incredible dance and yoga instructor who is getting her PhD in dance and movement. And Carla Parbin, she came on and talked about the therapeutic impact of dance for adults. So many of us as adults stop playing. Playing and creativity is something that we stop doing. And yet it has such incredible impacts on our lives, the ways that our body and our mind are connected, and the ways that our body literally will store emotions until we express them. Carla had so much powerful stuff to say that I really enjoyed listening to and learning from. It was such, again, another cool tool in our wellness box to listen to. We had Dr. Guthrie come back on for diving deep into the science on testosterone and men's hormones. Another great episode, especially for our men who listen. We had a hilarious episode with Jerilee where we dressed up in Russian hats and answered all of your skincare questions. Again, Jerilee is the RN that, has literally changed my skin and my acne. So that is such a hilarious episode. It was April 19th. Definitely go back and listen. Then we had Dr. Owen. This is another episode that you guys were extremely interested in, but we talked about ADHD, autism, and understanding neurodivergence. What I'm learning from Dr. Amon's book is so many people deal with real ADHD symptoms, parts of our brains that are not firing and activating appropriately. And understanding how to support the people in your life who are dealing with this, as well as yourself if you're dealing with it. I feel like there are definitely some neurodivergent patterns that I notice in myself, and I definitely have many neurodivergent friends, which is so fun. They're some of my favorite people. I love neurodivergence, but Dr. O had so much practical advice to give on this topic, and that was a fantastic episode, so definitely go listen to it. We went through supporting your body during pregnancy and looking at what's wrong with women's healthcare. That sums it up for itself, guys. There was so much good stuff in this conversation. There is so much wrong with women's healthcare. Did you guys know that up until recent years, the female body wasn't even really studied? So we've been prescribed stuff based off of men's hormonal health because women's hormonal health is on a 28-day cycle, which was too variable and too hard to study. So up until recently, there weren't real studies done for so many of the recommendations that we've been given. So we have been living according to a man cycle for a very long time. And there is a lot of interesting information on here. A lot of providers who gaslight women into minimizing their symptoms and not getting the proper help that they need. So much to be said in that episode. We had a couple free morning guided meditations just to help start your day and reduce anxiety. We had Breathe Degrees owner, or we had Breathe Degrees on, which is a really cool cold plunging and breathwork studio in San Diego that I had the privilege of going to some of the classes. And guys, let me tell you, I have never experienced, like, you can experience psychedelic effects from just breathing. It's insane. The amount of our minds that we have not unlocked is crazy. And the amount I learned about the effects on your health span, not just your lifespan, through talking with Shira, and talking about heat therapy, cold plunging, sauna therapy, and its effects on anxiety and stress was just incredible. We dove into so much in that episode. It's probably one of my favorite ones. That one is audio only. So we do have it on YouTube, but it is just audio. So you may as well listen to it on our streaming platforms. If you're in San Diego, definitely check them out. We had Ashley Shoemaker on talking about how she overcame her addiction through yoga and her yoga practice and the power of, intentional movement and the power of, the mind and body and our daily habits on addiction. So, there was so much good stuff in that episode that I really enjoyed listening to. We talked about heart health, prevention over cure, which, as you guys know, we're all about health optimization and preventing instead of curing on this podcast. That was a great one with Dr. Poe. Again, audio only. We talked about navigating pain during sex with our sex therapist, Dr. Cuffle, another taboo topic that is not talked about enough. We talked about treating knee pain with regenerative medicine, talked about how to build a healthy gut with functional nutritionist Alyssa Rivas. Why do all the girls today deal with bloating? I feel like it's rare to meet a girl who does not deal with gut issues or bloating. And again, this comes so much of this comes down to hormonal issues and lifestyle choices. Alyssa goes through and talks about some of the healthy gut friendly stuff that's advertised that's actually not gut healthy. And she gives us so many recommendations. She also has an incredible business. So definitely go check her out. I love Alyssa. She's one of my really close friends. And she's helped me through that episode to learn so much about gut health. We got to talk to a world renowned somatic therapist, Dave Berger, about using somatic modalities to move through chronic pain, complex PTSD, and more. So guys, if any of that sounds like something that you deal with, or you just want to understand the mind-body connection more and understanding chronic pain and the loop that ends up happening internally, this episode, you're learning from a world-class therapist. So we did another meditation. We did another one with Carla about somatic movement and her studies on how movement can help you be present, get into your body, and experience life fully and add that magic to life. It was another great one. That was a two-part episode. We got to have my dear friend and incredible dentist, Miranda Anderson, on to talk about healthy smiles and healthy lives and oral health and all the stuff you need to know to have a beautiful smile, and then how your oral health connects to your body health, which, if you didn't know, they're very interconnected. Another incredible episode. We talked about yin yoga and sound healing in the pursuit of holistic wellness, again with Ashley. We talked about TMJ and neck pain with Dr. Jelana. We had quite a few episodes on optimizing women's hormones. This one is incredible with my friend and functional nurse practitioner, Bree Fleeman. If you're a woman and you're going to only listen to two episodes, go back to April 16th and listen to the two with Bree. There was so much good information on there. We went through understanding everything about labor, the myths, the tips, everything you need to know. Guys, there is so little education on women's bodies, and there's so much that I didn't know about pregnancy. And I was like, I'm probably going to go through this one day. I want kids. How come I don't know any of this? I learned so much with Dr. Mara. She had so much knowledge on this topic that blew my mind. And I know I'm going to be re-listening to these, talking about fertility, talking about each trimester in pregnancy, talking about a birth plan, talking about how to know what kind of birth plan is right for you, how to have the healthiest pregnancy, how to thrive and not just survive during pregnancy. Such good stuff. And then recently I had the privilege to talk to ultra marathon runner, Joe Carcione, who has run over 250 consecutive miles in a race. I just want you to think about that for a second. Driving 250 miles, exhausting for me. Running it consecutively is actually mind-blowing. Like what? We talked about how to achieve the extraordinary, how to push past your limits so that even if you're not an ultra marathon runner, there is so much you can get from this episode because All of us have to overcome limiting beliefs, talk about the power of perseverance, how to thrive in the face of challenges. Like, these are all things that each of us needs to know, and who better to learn it from than someone who has battled with their own mind and body and mastered it. Definitely go check out that episode. It's one of the best ones I think we've done. We talked with a premium physical therapist on using physical therapy to pursue holistic health, getting out of pain and into optimal functioning. We unraveled the Ozempic phenomenon and dove deep into diabetes treatment, Ozempic, and the controversy surrounding this topic. This was such a good one. We also talked to pelvic floor therapist Dr. Amanda on how to know if something is wrong with your pelvic floor, another topic that nobody ever sat me down and talked to me about my pelvic floor health. Like, if I did not have the job that I have, and if I was not in the wellness world, I don't know where I would learn this information. I truly don't. It's absolutely mind-blowing to me that the one thing that we experience for our cycles, our pelvic floor, which is involved in everything from bringing new life into this world to exercising to sex to literally, it's going to impact so many areas of our lives. We're never taught any information about it. It's just absolutely mind-blowing to me. I learned so much with Dr. Amanda, and talking about period pain, endometriosis, and more. She had so much to say on this stuff, and it was such a good conversation. Every girl needs to listen to it. Just get the education on your own body that you need, because we, most of us, don't have it, and it's not your fault. It's the system. Lastly, we got to try out a red light therapy bed, get IVs together with functional nurse practitioner Kayla Kendall. We got to try the red light bed and talk about the science of red light therapy, talk about IVs, who they're for, talk about super cool med spa equipment and more into health optimization stuff. That was so interesting, so fun. I got to try it out. That was so fun. The video's on YouTube. And this is our recap episode. Guys, I feel so honored to have the privilege to share learning about wellness together with you. In season two of this show, we are going to be expanding, and we are going to keep wellness as the forefront, but I'm also going to be taking you guys along on my travels. We are going to take a couple weeks break here. Just to give me time to start season two. And I'm going to meet you in Portugal next. I'm going to be taking you guys with me. We're going to start also incorporating more life tools for you guys than just wellness. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about friendships, relationships, building the life of your dreams. We're still going to keep wellness at the forefront. But the direction that we take this show is going to largely be based off of you. So please, please, please follow us on Instagram. Talk to me. Shoot me your DMs. I love interacting with you guys. I love learning from you. I love learning what you want to learn about, so we can have guests that truly honor your needs on this show and make this an educational tool and resource for you. I'm so, so grateful to get to have the privilege of doing this first season with you guys. And I'm so grateful to our sponsors, Rare Wellness, Med Spa, Yoga Studio. I'm so grateful for Rare Planet Health. And I am so grateful for Northwest Center for Regenerative Medicine, who have helped me stabilize my shoulder. Truly could not ask for a better community. So grateful for you guys. For now, this is goodbye, but I will see you guys soon in season two. Bye.